Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 12:07 on a Tuesday midday with Jamie and Grayson, Jamie Monticelli and John Grayson. Again, keeping an eye on what's going on I-35 northbound. If you missed it there in the traffic report, a fatality accident, four cars and a semi involved in that one at 67th Street northbound on I-35. It's closed and backed up. This is going to be all afternoon. This is going to be a while. All the way to 435. They're back up southbound as well. So just be aware of that if you're on I-35 northbound going out for your lunch hour, closed at 67th Street going all the way back to 95th by Oak Park Mall.
Here's the good news. If you're looking for a silver lining, and this is at least as far as commuters are concerned, is that some of the secondary backups we saw earlier are starting to alleviate themselves. Yeah. Everybody's familiar now with the fact that this wreck is where it is. Getting around it is not as hard as it was in the hour or so after the accident happened.
Yeah, if you're aware that that's there, I would get off at 95th or maybe 435 and take Antioch up to Shawnee Mission Parkway. That would get you past 67th Street where it's closed, or you do Metcalf depending on which way you need to go there. So just be aware of that's going to be there for a bit. John, how's your handwriting?
Miserable. Always has been.
Always has been.
I blame nuns.
Explain.
I was one of those kids. I'm a lefty.
Okay.
And I was forced not to be one when I was about four, I guess, preschool age.
Okay.
And they said, no, you're using the wrong hand, and really got upset about it. So I switched to the other one. And because of that, because I'm a guy, my handwriting has been illegible ever since.
What do you mean because you're a guy?
Even girls back then, when, like age 8, 9, 10, mm-hmm. have this swirly way of doing cursive writing that just, it looks great.
It's pretty.
It's like something you would see on a billboard.
It's expressive. Yes, as girls are known to be.
I couldn't do that if I tried to do that. So, it's a guy thing. But why do you ask?
So it's a debate, and we've had this debate a lot on the show about the things that kids need to learn now or don't need to learn now because of technology.
Okay.
Like, do they need to learn basic addition because they're always going to have calculators? Do they need to know how to tell time on an analog clock because they're always going to have a digital clock?
Right.
We've had those debates. And the other big one right now is whether kids should be required to learn cursive.
No.
22980 or 5767798. Number one, I have no idea what the rules are here in school. So somebody tell me what your kids have to learn in school. And if anybody's dropped this, now we're not talking about them not learning how to write letters, but cursive is a different thing and takes more time in school.
The mechanics of figuring out how to do it, how to make the letters and what they mean. And I did it in self-defense. I learned cursive.
Self-defense of what?
It's more of a competition, actually. My sister is 4.5 years older than me.
Okay.
And she could do it. She could write in cursive, and I couldn't, read it either. So I thought, well, she can't know something I don't know. That's not acceptable. So I learned how to do it.
So the story comes out of New Jersey, and this is out of CNN, and it's a question of whether children should be required to learn cursive. New Jersey legislator says yes. Assemblywoman Angela McKnight has introduced a bill there that would require elementary schools to teach kids how to read and write in the graceful flowing loops taught to previous generations as a matter of course. As CNN says, you remember cursive handwriting. It's what we used to sign our names on, say, a check that we don't use anymore or other legal document. It's fallen out of favor in the digital age, even getting dropped from Common Core standards in 2010. Common Core were the standards that set nationwide what schools should have to teach. Since then, a lot of schools have stopped teaching it, but they want that to change. And so McKnight says children are entering middle school without knowing how to sign their own name in cursive. We are doing our children a disservice by not teaching them a vital skill they need for the rest of their lives. California, Texas, North Carolina, other states have moved to encourage cursive in recent years. McKnight saying our world has indeed become increasingly dependent on technology. But how will our students ever know how to read a scripted font? Basically, how will they ever know how to read cursive if they see it?
Right.
Or even sign the back of a check? To me, that's a weak argument. If they never learn to read and write in cursive.
Well, that's in that sentence that was in that article that said a vital skill that they'll need for the rest of their... For what?
Because unless everyone decides to stop reading in cursive, they're going to at very least need to know how to decipher it.
Here's the thing. We already have. We already have decided to do that. Nobody under the age of 25 is using it for anything ever.
Cursive?
Yeah.
229-80-576-7798. You're writing in cursive? I think kind of what, I'm certainly no expert. I have kind of a mix between the two. You know, it depends on how big of a hurry I'm in.
I print block letters because it's the only way you're going to be able to read it.
Oh, no. To me, cursive is faster. And the bigger of a hurry I'm in, the sloppier that's going to be. But if you don't know the structure of those letters, you're not going to be able to read what other people write.
Nobody's writing in that.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. But are we moving in a direction where, because of technology, we're just not going to have to write cursive anymore? I'm curious to know what people think. Let's get caller two on the line here.
Oh, great. Justin Ajoko is up first. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, so I think they should absolutely have to learn cursive for two reasons. One is all of our historical documents are in cursive, specifically our Constitution, Bill of Rights, all of that.
They're also all online.
The other is the fact that research has shown that learning cursive when you're younger does develop fine motor skills.
Okay.
That's a good point.
That's not a bad argument, but I mean, there are other ways to develop those same fine motor skills. But yeah, I mean, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, those things are all online in text. And
right, online in text for now.
Right, they always will be.
I mean, that's like saying electricity will always be around, but how often do we lose electricity? I mean, for all we know, some natural disaster could take out literally anything. And, I mean, then you're left, what, to your own devices?
Okay, so I think you're going a bit of a stretch with the electricity argument.
Electricity's
not going to go away forever.
So I did geospatial intelligence for about 7 years. When I first learned how to do it, they taught me the analog way is the best way I could say it. They said, learn to make a map by hand.
Right.
Okay, now you know how to do it. Now do it by the computer. That way I know how to make a map without a computer. I know how to do my job without electricity or, you know, all of my programs.
Justin, let me give you a couple of analogies that maybe are more relatable to the general audience. Do you think kids should still learn basic addition? Because they've always got calculators.
I think learning basic addition and knowing it is a step in the process of all other things, algebra, trigonometry.
There we agree.
I agree everything. On that, too. Do you think kids should learn to read an analog clock?
Yes.
You wouldn't believe how many people think that because they're always going to have phones or something digital in front of them, kids don't need to learn to read analog clocks anymore.
And how many people
because
don't?
Because those people have never had to go without.
Right. Interesting. Interesting argument. The motor skills argument is a really, really good one, though.
Thanks, Justin.
I had not thought of. We'll get to more of your calls coming up next.
I think there are other ways to develop those.
This is an argument in favor of kids are learning it now anyway. Keep this in the curriculum, you know, as an argument for why they should keep learning it.
Are you going to, he mentioned maps. A friend of mine, when he was in high school, had a class, an actual class called Map Reading and Folding. That was a high school level class, you know. Mm-hmm. Who folds a map? And for that matter, who reads a map?
I think I would not assume that technology is just always going to be there.
Where's it
going
to go?
I think, do batteries not die? Do things not die?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you could find yourself without in any situation.
I think those are basic skills. Knowing how to find your way around a city and read a map, I think, is
but
a good skill to have.
But you're not going to have a map on you. That's the point.
You might.
When was the last time you carried a map, honestly?
I travel a lot. I carry a map.
You carry a physical map?
Yes, because I use my phone as a camera, which drowns the battery.
Okay.
And I don't assume I'm going to have a signal everywhere. I just went to South Africa, for crying out loud. I didn't have a signal everywhere. So yeah, I had a physical map. Let's not skip on some of the basic skills because we think technology is always just going to save us. But the cursive argument to me doesn't go there. To me, the cursive argument is until everybody across the universe decides to stop doing cursive, they're going to need to read it when other people write it.
Okay. I don't see anybody writing it. I don't remember the last time somebody left me a note in cursive.
Heather, Trevor, Alex, hang on the line there. We'll get to you first coming up out of the break. It is 12:16 here on KMBZ. We're asking you about what your kids learn in terms of cursive handwriting in school. And if you think it should be required, there's a New Jersey lawmaker who wants to require schools to teach kids cursive handwriting. Go to the phones?
Absolutely.
Heather's been waiting on the line a while.
She has. Let's make her wait no longer. Hello, Heather.
Hello, guys. So So I was originally a lefty also growing up, and I was forced to sit with my hand behind my back in kindergarten and learn how to write right-handed.
Solidarity.
Now I can write both, and it's chicken scratch.
Yep.
I can still do cursive. Can't read it very well, but I can. And I have a 10-year-old son who has ADHD, and he's autistic, but he's very high-functioning. And we were just talking to his teacher, and his teacher's like, I'm not going to have him do cursive. It's the school's teaching it, but I'm not going to have him do it because he looks at it and he doesn't try to actually follow the line. He tries to copy the shape.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
My
so the mechanics.
My daughter, on the other hand, does do cursive, and she's been trying to. She wants to learn calligraphy so she can make fancy cards and decorate things with calligraphy. So I can see the benefits of it. I mean, it'd be something fun to sign a Christmas card with, sign the back of your check, sign a contract. But then there's the kids that don't have the ability or have the knowledge to be able to do that.
Right. Yeah. So. I see what you're saying. And Heather, thank you very much for the phone call. There are always going to be people who will learn it.
Right.
Because there, as she said, there are people who know how to do calligraphy. I know, people who learned Hebrew writing early on because they just wanted to know.
Right.
And so you're always going to find that it's not going to, the knowledge isn't going to go away. But I see a little bit of a difference in the argument about, learning basic math skills, because those are basic math skills. That is the underpinning of calculus and algebra and all of that. You have to know the basic function. But knowing the basic function doesn't necessarily mean writing it out. You're not learning language by learning cursive. You know
Can
what I mean?
You,
it's a slightly different thing.
Why do you think they shouldn't teach it?
Because it's unnecessary.
That's where I don't agree with you.
Yeah, I don't see a place where you would need cursive and nothing else.
Again, it's to read what someone else has written. Somebody said historical documents. I mean, things that
all historical documents have been transcribed online, though. They're all in print.
So you can't read the original then, only online?
What difference is it? If it's the same words.
If you're going to a museum and witnessing things in person and you don't have the online version in front of you, you wouldn't be able to read it.
99% of the people that I've seen, go through places like that. And I've done it myself. I mean, I've been there in the presence of the United States Constitution. It's breathtaking. There really is something great about it. I didn't stand there and read it.
Okay.
I didn't see anybody else stand there and read it. It's about that piece of paper that has underpinned, this society now for 200 and some odd years.
But if you don't teach kids cursive, they're going to have no way to read it whatsoever. They're not going to have that option.
Not off that paper, but nobody reads it off that paper.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. But then they'll have no way to do it at all. Okay. If they don't, you're taking away a tool.
Yeah, but you're not taking it away, though. Anybody can learn it. I just don't think it needs to be taught in school.
Okay.
It's not that
Are
necessary.
Parents going to teach it then?
They can.
I mean, schools are
kids
what
can go seek it out on their own.
Schools are who we expect to teach that stuff.
Yeah, but
so parents gonna do it?
But we don't teach them things that are antiquated and out of date. You ever look at one of those math tests from like the 1800s where it's how many pecks are in a bushel, and it's very agrarian and very attuned toward things that you needed to know to work on a farm. We don't teach that way anymore, and we don't teach how many pecks are in a bushel and any of that stuff anymore because kids don't need to know it now.
Let's get a couple more calls on.
Let's
before
do
we
that.
Get the news.
Off to Mike downtown, or Midtown, I'm sorry. Mike, how are you?
Hey, doing just fine. One of the things I follow a lot is articles that are talking about education and computers versus taking notes by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And there does seem to be a lot of neuroscience that suggests that the hand-to-paper method helps people retain knowledge better. And I would suggest that maybe cursive actually helps you do that better and faster when you're trying to take notes, that could be an application. So to be persuaded that we need to stop cursive, I would like some evidence to show that you can accomplish that note-taking with printed block letters and such just as well as cursive. That would be one of my main arguments for continuing to teach cursive as education.
Okay. Yeah, just as well is going to be tough to prove, but I can show you all my notes from college, and they're all written in that horrible block letter form.
Let's real quick get Trevor on. He's been hanging out a long time
here. All right, let's do that. Hello, Trevor.
Hello.
Hey, Trevor.
How are you?
Great.
I think cursive should be taught. Because all of the contracts that we submit as adults require cursive and a personal touch. So, like, if you go to some of the things that cursive, everybody has to explain a little bit.
Trevor, we've got a really, really tough connection here. I'm sorry, you were on the line a long time, and we just can't understand anything that you're saying. Feel free to try to call back. maybe get to a better spot. Just had a really, really rough connection. All right, Mark, Alex, hang on the line. We'll take more of your calls coming up next. Let's get to the newsroom, 1228. Mark Lavoie. Midday with Jamie and Grayson. Jamie Monticelli, John Grayson again, keeping an eye on I-35 northbound. Bad accident there at 67th Street that's got problems all the way back, headed out to 435. So be aware of that as they work to clear that this afternoon. Getting back to your phone calls about whether we should be requiring schools to teach cursive. New Jersey is suggesting it. What do you think?
How about Mark in Platte City up next? Hello, Mark.
Good. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Mark.
First thing I want to say before I get into this is, John, welcome.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job. KMBZ, I'm a truck driver. I get into Kansas City multiple times a week. I love your traffic reports. You save me a lot of time.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, getting back to the subject at hand. Being a truck driver, I honestly believe technology overall is dumbing down the new society.
In what way?
In what way? Okay. Before computers, would we even be having this conversation about cursing?
I don't know, but we have computers.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, I understand that, but I'm saying before that, everything we wrote, I don't think printing your name is a legal signature. When you get a form and it says print your name, sign your name, if they both look the same, I wouldn't consider that a legal signature.
Oh, anything is a legal signature. An X is a legal signature.
And, you know, on another, just a slight variation talking about math, I went into a burger joint the other day, gave a guy almost exact change, and he miskeyed the amount I gave him into the register, and he's sitting there with a dumb look on his face trying to figure out what change he gave me.
Yeah, there I'm with you.
Talking about math, we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of guys out here new to truck driving that are following their GPS and getting into trouble.
Yeah, because it's not perfect.
Well, no. A lot of the GPSs out here are not commercial rated for trucks, and they don't realize that, and it's getting them into low-clearance bridges, weight-limited roads where they can't go down. I've got an Atlas in my truck that I use just about daily. If I don't know if I'm going somewhere new, that map is my lifeline.
Interesting.
That's cool.
Interesting.
Mark, I'm with you on almost everything, man. I appreciate you, and thank you for the kind words.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, we'll see.
And be safe. All right, Alex has been waiting on the line for Mission for quite a while.
Well,
here,
let's bring him in then and fix that. Hello, Alex.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Alex.
I religiously watch your show.
Thank you.
I'm a Johnson County brat. I went to Shawnee Mission West. And one of the things that I actually loved was when I read somebody, a gal's writing in cursive. It was just so eloquent, and I was so envious that, you know, she could do that. Now, that's one reason, because it's eloquent. But there's a lot of other reasons to learn cursive. For one thing, you don't know when a solar flare is going to come up or a solar storm, and your computer is nothing but a piece of paperweight. So that's that. And that happens, and it's been very close, by the way.
How does cursive save you in that situation?
Actually, cursive doesn't save you, but it gives you an opportunity to be able to communicate so effectively and faster than block letter does. They've done some studies, and they realized that actually cursive is like shorthand in a lot of ways. And so it's connectivity through the use of flow. And John Hancock, for example, that's a famous signature. We can talk all day about signing something with an X. That's not really what we are thinking. What I'm thinking in cursive is that it's activating different parts of my brain. And a keyboard is fine, but it doesn't give you the intricacy of actually writing it out and seeing it in your lines, and it's beautiful.
You haven't seen my writing.
Thanks a lot for the call, Alex.
But I do like the way that he laid the case out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just don't agree with it.
Exactly.
That's okay. That's totally good. Yep. We're getting so many calls on this. I love it.
Kansas City next. Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's Jason.
Up? How's it going?
Good.
I was going to say I'm calling on the cursive topic, obviously.
Please.
So, my question would be, obviously, you guys probably old enough to be my parents, but I'm only 27 years old.
How How old do you think I am? Wait a minute.
To be an established individual, in the radio industry, usually, you know, you've put in the dirt work. But
I appreciate it. I'll let you off the hook here.
Nice save there, Pete Peters. Yeah, tell me about it.
So anyhow, I was sitting here thinking, and as I'm adulting and, partaking in various activities that adults do, I've come across a few things that I was thinking about as you guys were talking, and one is no two signatures are identical. So your signature is like your fingerprint in a way. So if the generation is coming up, they're not learning how to write in cursive. And I just heard, you say, well, a signature can be an X if you want it to be.
Yes.
Most definitely. But you go to the DMV, you have to sign your driver's license. It's required that you sign the back of your credit card or your debit card. It's required that you sign for a mortgage when you get a house. It's required at the pharmacy that you sign for prescriptions. Now, they use your signature to distinguish whether you are who you are or an imposter trying to impersonate you.
Hey, Jason, I'm going to stop you right there for a second, okay? Because I recently signed a new lease on a place, and it is becoming more common for you not to have to physically sign those documents. I did mine electronically. I gave an electronic signature, and that was valid.
Most definitely. That is true. But as far as, the other forms of, your prescriptions, your the back of your debit card, the back of your credit card, for the foreseeable future, none of that's going to change. And that's where I'm like, that's why I'm like, okay, I get it. If it's antiquated technology, it's antiquated material that they don't see, that it's going to fit this up and coming generation. There's professionals far smarter than myself that know more about education that should be making that call most definitely. But I don't see that, right now that it would be a plausible thing to do.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call, Jason.
How about, let's see if we can squeeze Kurt and Lenexa in here real quick as well. Hello, Kurt.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Kurt.
Welcome to Kansas City, JG.
Thank you.
I don't know what city you came from before, but I know that everybody will...
Jamie will tell you.
St. Louis!
Everybody will have applause for Mr. Wicket, and I wish him the best.
Absolutely.
My think is this. I was born and raised on cursive writing, and I take offense to an electronic signature. I know that it's easier, but as far as a mortgage or a deed or a bank loan or something financial, I would prefer a hard copy signature over an electronic signature any day.
Okay.
It's just me. That way you can trace back the original handwriting. Everyone's name is, the way they sign it is different. Everybody's fingerprint is different. I heard the caller before. And, everybody's thumb, they all have different grooves. So, as I said, I would prefer a hard copy signature, no matter what it is, especially if it's something important, a hard copy signature on paper versus electronic. And I'll listen up the air.
All right. Thanks a lot. I wouldn't argue with that. My only thing is, going back to spending time in school teaching something, it has to be something I think that is so useful and so vital to get along in society that the average person is going to use it a lot.
Do you know how many things we teach in schools that are not important to your average person every day?
As a part of the regular curriculum?
Yeah.
Well, sure. But, all of those things... we can have an argument over valuable skill versus valuable skill, but should kids learn how, for example, to fish in school?
But that's arguably not something every person needs to know how to do.
No, neither is cursive. That's not a basic. I don't remember the last time I wrote something in cursive.
I do it every day sitting here.
You do.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah.
So, does the average person spend a lot of time writing in cursive now? I don't think so. So, fishing is a valuable skill, but I don't think we need to waste time in school teaching kids how to do it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.